When I read that the Carbondale Park District hopes to fund the completion of its outdoor aquatic center by selling blue light bulbs for a Light the City Blue night, it reminded me that I spent a good part of my teenage years in the 1950s hanging out at a Park District facility on Pittsburgh's working class South Side. Pittsburgh's Ormsby Recreation Center was built on the South Side in 1939, the same year that I was born, as part of a Works Project Administration program. A Great Depression miracle for working class families, it had a ball field, basketball and paddleball courts, an outdoor swimming pool, and an indoor recreation center. By the 1950s, Ormsby was a social hub for a Pittsburgh community traditionally divided by its ethnic enclaves. Our grandfathers and fathers who labored in Southside steel mills and factories still belonged to ethnic clubs like the Polish Falcons, but for my generation, Ormsby became a melting pot once we ventured from our alleyways to its playing field and courts. As part of its recreation program, the Pittsburgh Park District held four tournaments each year in slow pitch softball, touch football, basketball, and volleyball. There was also an annual game day held each spring where you could compete for a gold medal, actually a gold painted lead medal small enough to balance on the tip of your finger, and everything from checkers and chess to ping pong and shuffleboard. When we grew old enough, my ball-playing buddies and I competed for Ormsby in the city team tournaments for larger medals, but still small enough to cradle in the palm of your hand. To be on those teams, however, we had to accept the coaching of Ormsby's park directors, and that meant following park district rules. We tolerated the authority as long as we were winning medals, but with our hard-drinking fathers, overworked mothers, and overwhelmed teachers, we also needed the discipline. One park director, disgusted with our swearing, went so far as to whack us on the back of the head every time we used an obscenity. I swore like a drunken steelworker in those days, but I made sure I looked around before cursing out one of my teammates. Those whacks on the head didn't completely cure me, but they were better at teaching me to be careful with colorful adjectives than the efforts of my frustrated English teachers. I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't spent my teenage years at Ormsby, but I do know that my time there helped me to survive my hard-scrabble working-class life and gave me my first taste of success and feelings of self-worth. There was a decaying and doomed bridge located just beyond Ormsby's center field fence that led out to Force Field, where the Pittsburgh Pirates played their home games. Ormsby's grassless field, oiled by city workers in the summer to keep the dust down, was our baseball Eden, where we played ball while dreaming of playing someday at Force Field for our Pirates. Also lurking on the other side of the bridge, however, was the juvenile court building, a likely destination for those who were stealing hubcaps instead of bases. I never made it to Force Field except to watch the Pirates, but I also avoided juvenile court because I could walk around the corner every day and play ball or swim at a recreation center. In many ways, Ormsby was my lifesaver, its playground a preparation for facing challenges that eventually include college, graduate school, and the opportunity to become a teacher. Looking back, I can only hope that Carbondale lights the city blue and gives its young people the same chance that Ormsby gave me so many years ago. This is Pete Peterson.